Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Solly Hemus. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rip Rapulski. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Lynette. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harvey Haddix. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Harvey Haddix. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Klipstein. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is called out on strikes. 1 out. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hemus takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bauschi is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Temple hits a line drive towards short. Fernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wisenant hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Haddix covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Rapulski hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones strikes out. 2 outs. Chico Fernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Crow hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Fernandez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Robinson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Hook. The throw from Lynette and he is safe. Hook steals second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hook scores. McMillan moves to second. It's 2-0, Reds. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Klipstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lynette takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Haddix hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Haddix moves to second. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hemus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Wysenant is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wysenant is 0 for 1 in the game. Wysenant hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Wysenant reaches second base with a double. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. Crow hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Rapolski fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Rapolski. Wysenant scores. Crow moves to third. It's 3-0, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first, with Klipstein covering, for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Rip Rapolski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Rapolski is 0 for 1 in the game. Rapolski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Haddix covering, for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hoke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoke moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Klipstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klipstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lynette is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lynette hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Haddix batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Haddix is 0-for-1 in the game. Haddix hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Haddix moves to second. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hemus hits a fly ball into right field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wisenant hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Crow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Crow hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Klipstein covering, for the out. Two outs. Rip Rapolsky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rapolsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rapolsky takes first base on ball 4. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burgess is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops it up and throws to first, with Haddix covering, for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. He must settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klipstein is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lynette is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lynette hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Haddix is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haddix hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fernandez moves to third. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. Haddix moves to second. It's 6-1, Reds. Don Gross now pitching. Granny Hamner pinch hits for Solly Hemus. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamner hits a fly ball into right field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haddix moves to third. Two outs. Ed Bausch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bausch is 0 for 3 in the game. Bausch hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Phillies 1. The Reds will come to bat. Granny Hamner now playing second base. Turk Farrell now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wisenant hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to second. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Crow hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson is called out on strikes. One out. Rip Rapolsky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rapolsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rapolsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Phillies 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Bauschi, and towards Hamner, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hoke is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoke strikes out. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner misplays the ball. That's an error on Hamner. Burgess moves to second. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Fernandez. Burgess moves to third. McMillan moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fernandez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lynette is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lynette takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bowman pinch hits for Turk Farrell. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is hit by the pitch. Lynette moves to second. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynette moves to third. Bowman moves to second. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hamner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamner hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 4 in the game. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Lynette scores. Bowman moves to third. Ashburn moves to second. It's 6-2, Reds. Brooks Lawrence now pitching. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 4 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Philadelphia Phillies, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.